Gotcha. Speaking of living the dream, we are now going to bring in our next guest, someone who our listeners are familiar with. And if you're in Las Vegas or you are a Raider fan, over the course of the last 3 years, as the stadium has gone up and has been built and everything that's gone around it, Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review Journal joins us, and he's been covering it since the beginning. And Mick, we wanted to bring you on today because we've been seeing all these pictures of the Raider Image Store opening at Allegiant Stadium, and we know you were there as well as your colleagues from the Las Vegas Review Journal. People would say, "Well, why are you talking about a store?" Well, this Raider Image Store is pretty spectacular. Talk a little bit about the fact that they opened today to the public, right?
Yeah, they opened today at 11 a.m. So, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Except for home game days, they won't be open. Obviously, they discouraging fans from, coming to the stadium when they're playing in there this year. So, open today. A lot of people were excited and kind of caught a lot of people off guard because people were kind of waiting, and all of a sudden the announcement came, "Hey, we're opening tomorrow." So, nice little surprise there for, people in town. Obviously, they have, other locations at malls around the city, and those are all nice and all, but, this one just kind of takes it to the next level.
Yeah, they have
mix.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Q.
Well, speaking of the next level, was there something that just stood out to you and caught your eye? I mean, I saw a lot of pictures, but was there something that you saw and thought, "Wow, that's pretty cool"?
Oh, yeah, right when you walk in the doors, they have like a little lobby, right before the two doorways before you get in. You had Las Vegas Raiders on the wall. It kind of sets the tone, saying, "Hey, this is Las Vegas Raiders." Like, so when you walk in, "Hey, this is the Las Vegas Raiders home here." It's the flagship store, obviously. So right when you walk in, you hit with this giant Raiders logo without the pirate shield inside, so you can kind of step in and take your own photos and kind of nice. Become the Raiders logo. Then right after that, they have these three animatronic figures running in place with footballs in Raiders uniform, so that's pretty cool, just kind of seeing that, kind of shows the extra touches they had in there.
Yeah, and those, again, we're talking to Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review Journal about the opening of the Raider Image Store at Allegiant Stadium. Yeah, the automatronic guys, I'm expecting them to ask if we know where Sarah Connor is, but if you don't know that movie reference, then you don't know. Anyway, but Mick, the stuff inside there, like I saw, they have some real high-end merchandise. They have kind of the normal stuff that you and I would think about, sweatshirts and all that. But when you look at what the audience is there, of course, game day is one thing, but the fact that they're going to be open there too. They're right off the strip this weekend, especially with the game coming up on Monday night and fans unable to go. How are they handling folks getting, is there a limit on the number of people can go? And of course you got to wear your mask because that's a state thing, but are they limiting? Because I there's a lot of people coming in town, and I think they're going to get swamped more probably than they realize.
Yeah, so they have the outside security gates, so that's where you have to enter before you even get to the main doors of the entrance on the north end of the stadium. So they're limiting it to 75 people at a time. Mm. It's 18,500 square feet, so obviously easy to social distance with just 75 people in there. So social distancing, they have hand sanitizing stations throughout the whole store. They recommend people do that regularly while they're inside there. And then mask, of course, and if they don't have a mask, they have some for sale there. So the Raiders ones, obviously, those are a big seller, they said yesterday. So, they're fully cooperating with all the COVID regulations, and, they just want to have the store open and, keep everyone safe and happy inside.
Yeah, and Mick, with the store too, clearly, like, there's the plaza outside. So we've also seen a lot of pictures from you, and I even tweeted, "Where was Jamarcus Russell's brick?" And you didn't respond, but which means I'm assuming you didn't find it. Just kidding. But that whole plaza area too, even with the COVID restrictions and whatnot, for those folks that are coming into town, that is it's not going to be open on game day, but the other days of the week, people can roll around there and find their brick and find the players' bricks too. Correct. Right?
Yeah, so that's assuming where the line's going to be to get in. So, if there's 75 people, you're going to have to wait. So as far as I know, you'll be able to do that when you're walking in between the security gate. And then when you get inside, I'm sure they're not going to let people, linger too much out there because they want to get people in and out and let everyone get in. So it's right there when you're walking right into the door. So they have this kind of split up with, the ones people bought in the middle. And then they have some of the Raiders players ones kind of on the side with plenty of room to add more, as the, time goes on and, more and more former Raiders come about. But, yeah, they said that they're supposed to be, every Raider there. I kind of looked around and I found some odd ones like Dante Culpepper. Some people were kind of surprised when I put that one on Twitter. I found some of the legends like Tim Brown and Marcus Allen. So, they have them all. I didn't go and look for them. Obviously, people are asking about a few players like Jamarcus Russell and stuff. But, I didn't have that much time as well because we were in a time crunch as well. But, yeah, so they're supposed to have them all. So, if you want to go and try to find the most odd one, I'm sure that's a fun game you can play when you go down there.
And Scott mentioned earlier that they have some high-end stuff there, and I saw that picture of that helmet, that I guess a crystal helmet or whatever. It looked like it was about $7,000. How amazing is that in person?
Yeah, that was something to see. That was even the smaller one. They have a different one that's actually worth $12,000. So, if you're feeling more of a baller that day, maybe take the next step up. But, yeah, they had a few things, with the Swarovski crystals on them. They had a couple purses and stuff. So they had that all in a nice little, display there. And the other $12,000 one was located above Al Davis' jacket that they have on display there in the store.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Ooh, again, we're talking.
How did that look?
It was cool. It's like nice, original white with the original Raiders logo on it. It's super clean and, just plain, obviously. So, nothing too much to it, but it's just that. Same as the Raiders uniform. They're pretty simple, but they're the classics.
Yeah, and again, we're talking to Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review Journal about the opening of the Raider Image Store over at Allegiant Stadium, which is now, as of today, at 11 a.m. and open till 7 p.m. 7 days a week, except for game days. It is open to the public. And Mick, the one thing too is with all the fans, there's a lot of fans. We keep hearing from them in social. I'm sure you're seeing it too, who are saying, we can't go to the game, but we're coming to Vegas for the game. You cover infrastructure. You cover a lot of these issues related to events and things that happen around town as well. Of course, we heard just before we went on the air today, the Killers are going to be doing their show on the roof of Caesar's Palace. What have you talked to law enforcement officials and the Raiders about what they're expecting for crowds around the resort corridor and what's going to be allowed and what might not be allowed?
Yeah, nothing yet. I've made some calls and, waiting on some, returns on those. Supposed to maybe get some info later today from the Raiders about, what they expect and what they might allow at the stadium, which I'm assuming not much because even last Sunday they closed the parking lot off just, expecting people to show up for their first Raiders game, even though it wasn't at the Allegiant Stadium. So, it seems like I'm just going to go out there and let them say they don't want people to show up at the stadium, especially with the players inside and such. But, yeah, I've seen people saying, hey, I'm coming down, I'm going. People are saying, hey, we're going to the stadium. So, obviously, it seems like that people are going to show up. There is, those areas around, some of those businesses where people can park and walk over. But I would imagine some beefed up security and such. But I'm still waiting to hear any kind of official word on that.
So, Mick, I heard you're the guy around town that's got the official down low of where people are going to be gathering. You got the details?
No, I've heard a lot of, people just kind of mentioning different sports bars around and all that. I know, all the sponsorship team, with the Caesars and MGM, all those properties are going to probably have a good mix of them. They're already, I saw a commercial today showing, a bunch of, Raiders, not just Raider fans, but NFL fans saying, hey, we welcome the road team here. But obviously it's going to be a lot of the Raiders fans. So, it looks like they're already even advertising towards, they know that people are going to come down for, NFL games, even though, there's no fans allowed in the stadium this season. So it appears that these resorts and, the areas around the Strip are kind of ready to, to handle, influx of fans, or especially after last week's trial run with some of those sports books getting, 50% capacity and such. Everyone kept it within regulations, which will keep them open. So hopefully, that keeps going forward.
Well, and I keep telling people, Mick, part of the problem, like for those folks that are outside of Las Vegas, our bars are kind of open, but they're not open. Like one of the big Raider bars, of course, is the Stage Door Casino, and they can't open yet. But we've been hearing rumblings, and we've heard these in weeks past, and nothing's happened, that the governor might end up going to the next phase. It would be nice if he did that before Monday night, but I haven't heard that either. And I'm just wondering, I'm wondering if officials here in town, including the Raiders, if they're underestimating the amount of people that are planning to come, and if they do come and show up in massive numbers, what they're going to do about it. Because, listen, Raider Nation is passionate. You know this. Q knows this. It's like when they come, they're coming. It's not like, oh, at the last minute they decide not to go. If they're saying they're coming, they're coming. And I'm just wondering if and I know you said you're going to be covering that later, maybe today. I'm just wondering what's going to happen, man. I really am. And I'm excited to see people come to town. But at the same time, I just wonder how the local officials are going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you know, I would assume that just going off past, they've handled large events here in town, you know, for decades here with the Strip and everything else that goes around here. I would assume that they're not going to underestimate it. I would assume they're going to, you know, be ready for anything. I would assume some Metro officers would be on site at the stadium just in case, obviously, with, you know, those players inside and, you know, they're, you know, high-priced guys. So, obviously, you don't want to, you know, have any kind of dangerous situation present itself or anything like that. But I would assume that they have some kind of plan in place where, you know, hey, we'll have X amount of people on site. And if it seems like it's getting out of hand, well, you know, they can easily send down reinforcements. Just, you know, going off the pass and everything, you know, Metro is, you know, well-trained in handling large events.
All right. Mick Akers from the Las Vegas Review-Journal has joined us. Make sure you follow him if you already don't. Most Raider fans do, but it's at Mick, M-I-C-K-A-K-E-R-S. Mick does great work at the RJ, not only covering all the stuff with the Raiders and the stadium, but also other things about our city. So, Mick, thank you so much, man, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. There you go. So you're not going to go buy the $12,000 helmet, Q?
No, I thought you were going to do that. You're the man with all the money, man.
No.
I told you, I'm broke. I told you that before we even talked to him.
Well, who are you talking to about me having money? Are you crazy? I got 5 kids, man.
Well,
they sap
how many
all
think
my
I
money.
Got?
They you. I don't know.
Exactly.
You do have.
I don't know either.
That's what I would say. People always say, how
I
many
kids?
I
find out in the mail.
That's right. People say, how many kids do you have? And I say, 5 that I know of.
Right.
Right? I don't know. You know, when I was young, I had fun. What can I say? All right, we're going to step aside, take a break, and then when we come back, Q and his 14 kids are going to do the Q-tip. You're listening to Silver and Black Today here on Raider Nation Radio.